Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Do you want to do a little stretch? Let's go. Okay. I want to say, actually, you do. Well, do I've done this, but I'll do it again. You and Kev were talking about the stretching not being for very long, but you shouldn't. I got in trouble once for even calling this stretching because essentially warming up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stretching is like a sports massage, whereas this is just making sure that you're neutral.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah.
Good to go.
So they favour dynamic stretching nowadays, don't they, as opposed to before you go out?
Yeah. And it's fair enough because not stretching at all before you run assumes that you're all loose and limbed and ready to go. But to
and
be
that's
fair,
just not the state.
But I think.
Good morning. Should we start? We started.
Have we started?
We've started. Okay.
Yeah. Started. Morning. Though you're good right. We never said that.
We didn't do the formal. Good morning. No, you're right though because on a morning now, my walk to the bathroom. I mean, I'm thinking of putting it on stage. It's like a bloke who's never walked before in his life.
Oh,
get out of bed. That first walk of the day is increasingly difficult.
Well,
it's not a bounce. I'm not striding to the bathroom.
No. It can take a while. And that was right near here, wasn't it? Like in Shaun of the Dead. You know, in the very first shot, it's Simon Pegg going to the bathroom and you think he's a zombie and he's just waking up.
You've got to sort of sit up by the side of the bed and stretch a little bit before you get to the bathroom.
I've come to meet, just like before we even recorded the podcast, I've come
back
to meet
in the day,
Paul
the
on
days.
The Parkland Walk. And yeah, but I was late and it's really cold.
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about that. This used to be me really hungover waiting for you, seeing you trot down there.
Yeah.
And you barely baked stride and then we'd set off.
That's what it is today. How far are we going today? Where are we going to go?
Just, what, about five and a half, six?
Sounds good.
How's your running been? What have you been up to?
It's
you been resting?
It's been a good week. It's been really good. Yeah. I'll tell you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, are you stretched yet? Come on.
Yeah, let's
go. Come on.
I'm just going to hit the thing and
let's have a picture. Picture of us here on the park and walk. Like when we used to meet here, except now I'm not fit and we're older.
And I'm not actually going over.
That's what I was going to ask. So the drinking, none at all?
No drinking, mate.
Nice one. Because
drinking.
Katie was saying online.
Sober as a
judge. It's as easy. You know, it's not as easy to say with the whole. But yeah, I have turned it off like a light bulb so far.
Right.
And you too, huh?
Let's see how it goes. But the difference is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
In fact, I just feel my body starting to come to life after the hibernatory nature of Christmas, actually. I lost a little bit of weight last week. It's slower than it used to be.
Yeah.
I'm sort of, it's kind of pound by pound.
I read an article about Christian Bale.
Yeah.
And he does that for his film roles.
Yes.
Including The Machinist, where he's dangerously thin.
Yeah.
And he's put weight on again for his latest one.
Right.
And he's saying I'm 43 now, and it's going to be harder to get it off.
Yeah.
It was nice. A bit of awareness, because that's true, isn't it? I mean,
it's really hard as you get older.
It's a slower machine.
Yeah.
But
you've got to accept that, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was great going out when we did, because it feels like a huge week. I feel like I've been kind of running ever since, you know?
So what have you been up to? Have you been for the... How's your foot?
Okay, well, I went...
Foot update.
I went to see the chiropodist on Friday.
Yeah.
And she couldn't give me a definitive... diagnosis on the left foot.
Right.
And she hit me up with a couple of possibilities.
Okay.
And I think, with complete qualifiers, obviously I don't know what I'm talking about, I think it's Morton's neuroma.
Right.
So I'm going to see the specialist who's going to do imaging ultrasound.
Okay.
To check.
Morton's neuroma.
It could also...
Single file!
There you go, that's how a comedian handles a heckler.
Well, the fact is we weren't in a way at all.
No, we weren't.
Absolute nonsense.
I think she's made up a rule there.
Bit of cycling hostility there.
Yes, it was. The cyclists, it's like we're back in West Side Story.
Well, we're on a path that three people can get down easy.
Yeah, well, trains used to go down it, didn't they?
Yeah, she's winning single file. And the fact is we both went to the edge to let her through.
Yeah, we did, it's true. People are very angry these days.
Single file!
Yeah.
So, could be Morton's neuroma?
Yeah.
That's it. So, is that linked with the toe then? Because I got this Morton's foot thing.
Oh, there you go. Maybe it's the
same
thing.
Which is the second toe along's longer and it affects how I run.
I thought that's Freiburg's infarction.
Pardon?
I thought that was Freiburg's infarction. Yeah, we both got second toes along that are longer. And she thought it might be impacted joint at the base of the second toe.
Right.
But it's more likely after my injury with the sharp stone in the autumn.
Yeah.
To be an inflamed nerve between the second and third toes.
Ooh.
Which has got big.
Okay.
And stays big. So, and if it is that, then the
foot off.
They can do, then the foot's off.
Yeah, foot's off.
That's it, and I'll just have to hop.
Run, cob, hop, hop, pod.
Hop, hop, pop.
Hop, 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 hop.
Quite like it.
Hop.
Yeah, no, they can do keyhole ultrasound lead steroid injection into the nerve.
Right, okay.
But I'm jumping ahead here because, as I say, I need to the specialist to go, yep, that's what it is.
Oh, right.
No, you idiot, that's not what it is.
So are you going on to a specialist?
Yes. I'm going to see a specialist at the end of the month. In the meantime, she said a couple of great things. One, she said, well, when is the marathon? I said, April. She said, oh, yeah, that's ages.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
And then I talked to her about surfaces and she was saying how bad pavements are because there's just no... give at all.
No, there's no give on
pavement.
It's
just concrete.
I very rarely run on pavements.
Yeah. I like it normally.
Yeah.
But I can feel, doubtless totally imaginary, but I feel like I can feel the difference now.
Yeah.
The level of soreness. But the ongoing soreness in my left foot, you know, it's just making me less paranoid now I've seen it.
Right. Yeah.
Still not great, like you're talking about get up in the morning. I'm an incredible hobbler.
Right.
I need to put my feet up a lot, but you know.
Yes, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Common among men our age.
And foot manipulation as well, just trying to bash it around a bit.
Yeah, although the first thing she did, I kind of sat in the chair with a few minutes of light conversation, shoes and socks off.
Yeah.
And then she just touched my foot and I went, "Ow!" Yeah, I think I know what it is.
Is that the spot?
She also gave me a lovely little, because it was on a token from my wife that I hadn't used yet.
Yeah.
So she cleaned my feet up as best she could.
Right.
Dry skin.
Nice.
Nails.
Nice. A little pedicure.
All that stuff. Beautiful. And then she said, "Your wife's going to like your feet." I said, "You're a good, she's a good woman for going so close to them." And so are you.
She loves my feet.
Just, I don't bend very well in the middle, so they're all going closer to my feet than me.
Right.
My feet are a long way off as far as I'm concerned.
And have you been running then or what?
Yeah, so I ran four times last week, none of them wildly far.
Yeah.
And being careful about surfaces, but...
Good for you, yeah.
You know, my pace is... I had that thing of running enough to feel tired but steady, you know?
Yeah.
On the fourth one, which is the longest, I thought, yeah, I can tell I've been running and exercising.
That sounds
and,
good.
It feels good, you know. It's like we were saying good. About those press-up twisters.
Yeah.
It's funny how you can actually... get better exercise from doing a bunch of it and being all kind of achy.
Right.
And because it makes you kind of body aware. You know what I mean?
I run five times last week. Just gradually getting back. I'm trying not to rush anything.
How many miles all told?
Just about 30 miles.
Yeah.
Just gradually easing back because you think I
want to
run
everything. I think that's pretty harsh on quite a lot of our listeners for you to run 30 miles in five runs and then to describe that as gradually easing back. Yeah, but I know you're heading for an ultra.
Some people run loads more, some less. It's all relative, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, like our friend who said, I've run 100 miles and I've run hill ultras, but I'm putting them together.
He was great. Those guys ran 7 hours in biting rain, didn't he, that guy, through the night. There's some characters out there, and there's some people running incredible races, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely.
But, the start of the year, you think, well, I was thinking I'm going to run every day, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Just take it gradually.
Yeah, yeah.
Just sort of less haste, more speed, or whatever the saying
is. One of my New Year's resolutions was to, not a backlash on New Year's resolutions in general, in the culture as well.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. If you say to audiences, who's not drinking? They go, blah! They kind of turn into Dan Aykroyd on the bus in Trading Places. How dare you accuse us of this? But I said I'd exercise every day. And I did last week. I said, he's still easing into it, you know.
Yes.
Not long runs. Lots of them were runs. One of them was like the press-ups and things I would normally do after a run, but I did it on a different day.
Yeah.
Did a little bit of weights. It's just nice to be back.
Absolutely. Yeah, I kept moving. You feel your... I mean, I've lost a little bit of weight, but you feel a lot different just losing a little bit. Like,
yeah,
your body's
right.
Started to say, oh, hello.
And like I say...
Something's going on here.
I can really recommend the old anything slightly taxing your upper body.
Yes.
Because a little light, for want of a better word, achiness, you know, healthy achiness, it just makes my posture better.
Yeah.
You know, if my sort of chest and stomach are aching a bit from push-ups and crunches, then when I go for a run, I hold myself better. Because it's like you've got a little map of your body.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it makes you go the right way.
I actually had a bit of a...
Single file!
Single file! Through the puddle, single file!
Yeah.
I had a bit of a... allotment session yesterday.
Oh yeah,
I actually found that quite hard work.
That'll get the aching going.
Loads of digging because it's really clayey soil.
Yeah, yeah.
Really hard work. I thought I was going to do my back out.
We just finished watching the Victorian Kitchen Garden. I'll have to give you the DVDs. That'll inspire you.
I actually find myself getting into it a little bit. I haven't been often, but when I go, I want to stay longer.
Yeah.
And I've kind of, as I tend to do, I'm reframing it as a metaphor for the year.
Yeah, yeah.
Just take it gradual. Just do little bits often.
Smooth corrections.
And then you see a difference. Yes, yeah, yeah. And just kind of... I know it sounds a bit...
I think it's going to keep me quite grounded, Rob.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally quite grounded.
Grounded.
Quite grounded.
Yeah.
And I've been really enjoying it.
Well, I think it is worth playing that card against modern life. You know, there's an interesting Tim Dowling article in the paper at the weekend where he was...
He writes in The Guardian.
Yeah, and he was trying out all the things that are supposed to improve your life in 10 minutes or 15 minutes a day.
Right.
And, you know, that's you're just starting from the wrong place, aren't you?
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're trying to squeeze it in, don't bother.
Well, you're not changing your life then, are you?
Yeah.
You're kind of like...
You're trying to fit it in.
Yeah, you're trying to fit it into...
But equally, you know, we're lucky to have the time we've got to play with.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Was it
Simon Evans?
Yeah. Long-term listeners might remember when we ran with Simon Evans and he retweeted about changing your life to not stress and only do what you want on your own time.
Yes.
You start to feel lighter. You start to feel like you can handle things. And then he added, you start to feel like you haven't got any money.
Yeah. And then I responded, start to feel like your wife's left you, along with the kids.
Yes.
Now, we're very, very lucky.
Yeah.
But there's a sense of, if I find myself rushing too much to fill the time, I just get a bit less done.
Careful here. So we come up to the Archway Crossroads, crossing into Queenswood. It's good to be back.
Yeah, yeah, it's nice.
It's a while since you've been here.
It is, yeah.
But as a queue, we're going to have to insinuate ourselves into this traffic. Here we go.
I find that the more I try and cram everything in,
yeah,
the more stressed I get, the less I sort of get done. You know, I'm just trying. Maybe it's getting older. I'm just trying to take my time more, but get more done.
Yeah.
In a calm way.
I'm getting you going into Queenswood, but this is you. Don't refer to the...
That
not
really
the rubbish.
That really... We need to start coming out. We should do that one day.
What, bring out a litter
picker? Come out with bin bags.
That's such a shame. You're absolutely right. Because I was going to get a lovely picture of you in Queenswood, but
sorry,
it's
the, sorry,
I've got a picture of you cross-lit to some polystyrene. But you're right. They've cleaned up down our road, but then My wife did something good.
Yeah.
I mean, our road has a real propensity to get rough because there's a garage.
The garage is at the end, and
it's an O3 road. So someone left a case on the pavement. It looked like something out of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Right.
But
right.
because someone had left it there, someone else came and left a vacuum hose.
Yeah,
it's become a dump.
It clusters, yes, yeah, absolutely.
So my wife went and got rid of it all. Good and now we need someone really brave to dump the first one again. Because, you know, and she is quite a stylish, clean living lady, so her going near all that rubbish was a big statement.
Well, there's a thin line between leaving something out that people might want, which happens in our street, to creating a dump.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's got, like, you know, look at this, we're running down the middle of this road like Lethal Weapon. But it's good, it's healthy, you see, because tarmac is softer than pavement.
Yes.
So really, this is the safest thing to do.
If I get the option, I always in the middle of the road.
Yeah, love it.
Especially on the A406.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, have you done the North Circular, South Circular?
Yeah. That's a great run. That's right in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah. No, so the other thing you're saying about finding the metaphor, I think that... I don't know if that's just us. I don't think it is. You know when you're doing, oh yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
You do kind of create a space for a bit of philosophical thinking, don't you?
Yes. Yeah.
Which is nice. That's what you want.
Yeah.
That's why it's important to take stock, even if it doesn't mean anything. It's a car. It's a car.
Oh, God. Oh,
ah.
It's a metaphor. Metaphor for the year rushing towards us. For the tax bills.
It's a really big, hard
metaphor for January tax.
It's a metaphor. Yeah. It's a 4x4!
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so careful, stay on the pavement, runners.
But the Ultra as well is going to be a kind of long, gradual. Obviously, I'll be doing less gardening during it.
Yeah, have you got your hydration pack yet?
No, but I'm going to need
it. I was just trying to use the right phrase, if I'm honest.
That is the right phrase, yeah.
Great.
I'm going to have to use one, train with one, get used to wearing it, but I'm way off that yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's March, April business.
Yeah.
So this is the grounds where the allotment is, Rob, here on the
right
side.
Can we get a picture of it? So do you come this way?
No, I don't, because I kind of, but you can probably, yeah. That is not my allotment patch, but that is the, it's quite near my allotment patch, actually.
The allotment's there he is.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm going to get you in the foreground, look, there he is. It's made you much wiser and more sensible.
No, but it's funny.
You really got to go to Acast to get the pictures to enjoy that comedy.
But my experience of going to the allotment has always been the same. It's been, I'm in a rush. I really want to get to the allotment, and I feel like I'm not going to get to the allotment because there's so much to do at home.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I get to the allotment. I spend the first half thinking, what am I doing at the allotment?
Yeah.
This is silly. Why have I taken this on?
Yep.
I can't even garden. I know nothing. My mate told me to dig a trough in the allotment.
Get in it and never call me again.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So you're going really well with it.
Very close.
Yeah. He told me, and this is classic mate's behaviour. And my trust of mates.
Yeah.
Just dig a trough. Take all your veg down, you know, and just dig it into the ground, and then fill it over with soil, and that's like active sort of mulch.
Yeah, nice.
So I just did it.
I love their first album, Active Mulch.
Yeah, they were great.
Heavy but brilliant.
They were great. And I did it, and then I spoke to someone who does allotments a lot. She said, "What are you doing? You complete maniac! It just attracts vermin." Got back to the allotment, had been teared to bits
by
foxes
and foxes.
So I'm really. It's a steep learning curve, but then, after about an hour...
You should ask some taxi drivers about how to
Let's ask someone who's never had an allotment what to do. But then, after about an hour, I think, this is great. I'm really, really enjoying this.
Well,
there's something about it that I'm really loving.
It's that open-ended jobs thing, isn't it? It is. It's like running. We've talked about the way your relationship to time slips when you're running.
Yeah.
Like, once you've been running for an hour... You kind of feel like you've always been running.
Yes, yeah,
in
yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
And it's a bit like that with kind of jobs like that, isn't it? I saw my son got Logic Pro for Christmas.
Right.
And he just got on it, like, immediately. He knows how to do it.
What is Logic Pro?
Oh, it's like a computer, it's a sound engineering program.
Okay.
So, basically a recording studio.
Brilliant.
So, he got on it, and then he just sort of drifted into it, and he just started. But normally we're quite sort of strict about how much time he spends on a computer or whatever. But it's so open-ended.
Brilliant.
You could see half an hour just go.
Yes, yeah.
Because you're being creative. You know, the other day I put the dishwasher on and went and rehearsed for a bit.
Right.
And when I came back downstairs, it felt like it was about 10 minutes later.
Right.
It's like, is this dishwasher broken? Because it's finished. And when you're doing that, when you get into something, just for me, the getting on the recording studio and the allotment thing seem the same. Just once you get on
it,
2.5 hours can just go like that.
And you also see, what I like about the allotment is you see a tangible difference every time you've been there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's always little changes you've made.
Yeah. So. Same with the recording studio, except it's an audible difference.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. No, it's true though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That sounds
a perfect present for your son, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, he loves it. And he's so good at it, he's going to be quite the muser, I reckon. I find that with the great rush of modern life, the basic thing is it's easier to relax doing something than not doing anything.
Yeah.
So if you find something kind of like all-encompassing and yet non-stressful,
yes,
like gardening or working on one specific artistic project, you can really get away from it all. Oh, much cheaper than going to centre parks and more fun.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And also running. I went for a run last week and I got the timing a bit wrong. Highgate Woods was shut because of the storm they'd had.
Yes.
I ended up changing the route. I ended up running the last bit of Parkland Way in the dark.
Good.
And I really enjoyed it because it was so unusual.
Yeah, yeah.
And a bit scary and kind of just really good fun.
Yeah, we did a walk like that in Wales where we said to the kids, oh yeah, we'll be back before it gets dark. And we weren't really.
Right.
It's so classic, isn't it, this time of year?
Yeah.
It stuck out there. I bet you gave a couple of people a fright out there on the park from walk.
Well, to be honest, I didn't see anyone else. Yeah. I was hoping to, but it's...
They were hiding.
Just go! Look out! But it was... that's what running gives you, and that's what I like about it, that exploration thing, isn't it?
Exploration.
You find yourself in the dark, running down a deserted railway track.
Yeah.
Quite scared.
That's dog running.
Yeah.
We're going right back to our early days.
Yeah.
It's just so good that we're in North London.
Yeah.
Because you love the idea of going off piste, like your Australian mate. But one, you don't want to get killed by spiders. And two, you need to get home and feed the kids.
Yeah, and you're always near a garage in case it gets really, really dangerous.
You can just get to the night pay window.
Yeah, in fact, when I was on the Parkland Way there, start to be scared. I was literally about 20 metres away from a road. Pretty scary scenario.
Yeah, terrifying. I remembered the other day when I was running in Switzerland.
Yeah.
I went to do gigs in Lausanne and I didn't take... It was before the days of tracking my run on my phone. Didn't
right.
take my phone.
Yeah.
Whoa, mud.
Yeah.
And, oh, dear. And my initial mistake was one of scale.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just going to run down to the lake. Okay, well, that's about 4 miles. So, ran down to the lake, ran back up again. Got, you know, there's various valleys full of buildings coming down to the lake.
Sounds nice. Sounds just beautiful, yeah.
I think it was, I ran well over 10 miles without any intention to do so, because there was nothing else I could do.
Yeah, that's great.
And it was freezing cold. Didn't have a jumper.
Yeah.
Didn't have a phone. They're just hoping for the best.
There's no choice.
And then you get that moment where, you know, after in the 10 minutes before the end of the run, you're thinking, this is terrible, I'm going to die.
Yeah, you think I've taken
it. You get back and think, this is great.
Yes.
Best thing I've ever done.
And that's, they're good runs, aren't they? Those I've bitten off more than I can chew runs.
Yeah, exactly. That's how imagination works, isn't it? You always think, I'll do this. And then you do it and you think, and then it finishes and you go, I did great.
This is nice, isn't it? Because it's cold today.
Very still.
Super fresh.
Yeah.
Really still.
Now, I was comparing it to last week when it came out, and it's still very cold and dark. Darker, I'd say.
Yeah.
It feels less like it's going to rain, touch wood, than last week.
So I bumped into my neighbour who I didn't have a drink with before Christmas.
Oh, yeah. How's that coming along?
It's going on okay. He's very interested in me. Doesn't seem to chat to Rachel very much when he bumps into us, which is causing a bit of stress.
I see.
Because I want to...
Look at this raven. Do you think that's the same one that we saw the other day? In a film that would be a...
That photo's going to be good.
See you later.
The departing raver.
Shy. So he talks to you and not to.
No, he's one of those.
Even when he's in front of you.
Yeah, he's one of those. He's really into his football.
Yeah. He's a City fan. Does he listen to running podcasts?
No.
How deep into this can we get?
he's a City fan.
Yeah.
And he likes to chat. He wants to meet for a drink. I want to get him and his partner round for a drink.
Yes.
I mean, for a meal. I said, when I've stopped drinking, I'll give you a shout, come round for a meal.
Yeah.
He's a huge drinker.
Yeah, yeah.
He smelt of booze in
who
the
isn't?
Queue. Who isn't? He smelt of booze in the queue at Marks and Spencer's at 6 p.m. on January the 3rd.
Yeah, I think you should pursue this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's that thing of whether you reach out to the generation below you.
Yeah.
Because they're like early 30s, living together. Yeah. It's a cross-generational move.
You have nothing in common. Nothing.
I was saying to Rachel, we should...
He doesn't even think of Alexa, he just uses it.
We're like our... We want to be there. It's like we're their mentors.
Yeah, yeah.
We're their guide to what the future will look like. But, you know, it's a reach out. We'll see. We'll see what happens with that one. But I can't have him around for the first few months because I'm not drinking.
Just slightly distracting the people we've passed in the opposite direction, going in the same direction. I think it's the stillness because it seems to me that people are kind of diving out of the way. I think we're putting up quite a... We're like a truck today. People seem to be throwing themselves into the undergrowth when we get...
Putting out a bit of an aura.
Yeah. Not trying to. But, yeah, that's certainly the case. Oh, look, that looks so cosy. Is that a Moomin house? No, it's a little nice cafe. Catkins on the bush in front of it. A little bit of spring life coming up. I'm really
does look
pumped
super cozy.
To be back.
Yeah.
No, it looks like someone's living in the garden. That's not as good. Oh, I felt bad. I was in Brighton yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, that Brighton is always a bit of a... You know, rough edge to Brighton. And that walk down from the station to the gig.
So you were doing Comedia?
Yeah, I was doing Bent Double for
right, okay.
Zoe Lyons.
Yeah.
And which is really nice because it's a gay-friendly gig.
Right.
I remember doing a gay gig at the RVT, the Royal Vauxhall Tavern, years ago. And it was such a, you know, sort of like, there was a pride thing about the whole thing.
Right.
You couldn't really do any comedy that wasn't about
being gay. Right.
Which, you know, that's all good.
Quite but tricky for you, though, sort of.
Well, you mean...
Not being gay.
Yeah, well, exactly, but also being kind of straight and right on.
Yeah.
You know, it's... You know, Guardian reading. You kind of... Yeah, because the position is... It's not really a thing.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
But...
Because a lot of that thing, a lot of... oh, sorry.
Excellent. This is like a computer game. Woo, whoops. Sorry, guys.
Running Brilliant. Through the little people.
We caught up with a pack of brightly coloured hobbits.
Yeah.
We didn't knock over any of them. Did you knock over any?
No, but I did manage to kick a stick into one kid.
Into the face?
Not quite the face, though.
6 points.
Yeah. And a lot of... Well, not a lot, but some gay comedians rely on a bit of a stereotype about it being inherently amusing.
Yes, that's
which
right.
I find a bit weird.
This is what I was so lovely about last night, because, you know, and when I did that gig back then, particularly as it was a... You know, it's a different thing. It's not like you say, if there's all kinds of blame you can apply when a gay comedian's on a gig. They can hit up stereotypes, you know, like, I'm not sure that's helping. But then the audience going, whoa, yeah, that is funny, you know.
The audience are... Yeah, you can't knock them for doing it, because they try to get laughs in a room, absolutely.
Exactly.
It's just a bit... It's a bit odd, isn't it?
And similarly, when I did this gig, I mean, it must be 10 years ago at the RVT.
Yeah.
It was really... You know, I thought, I can't knock this. This is an empowering thing.
Yeah.
But last night, it just felt so much more... It's just a gay-friendly gig.
Just
that's
relaxed,
what you call
yes.
It. So yeah. Loads of the people at the gig are gay.
Yeah.
And within that, I mean, some gay and lesbian and, you
right.
know.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And then there's people who aren't. The comedy, there's not going to be any homophobic comedy.
Of course,
and
yeah.
Some of the comedians are gay.
Yeah.
It's not gay comedy.
Yes,
it's
yeah.
Just comedy.
Just comedy. And
really
yeah.
Nice, really good gig. But anyway, they walked to... And from the station, there's loads of people sleeping in doorways and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm really worried about it. It's so cold.
Freezing.
I just always worry that people aren't going to make it to morning in that situation.
No, not... It's that cold. It's yeah, really, really tricky.
I got home and I was in my lovely cosy house thinking...
I'm cold in the home. Yeah, but we're cold in the house at the moment.
Yeah.
The gay-friendly gigs are good, aren't they? The really hard ones to play, the gay-hating gigs.
Yeah.
They're tough, isn't it?
You've done a lot of those.
Just trying to find the angle. Yeah. How do I open? That I've heard.
There's less of those now.
There's less of those around.
Of course. I hope.
We're making a detour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're actually making a wee tour.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. First of the year, Steve.
Go. Here's your chance for Steve to express himself.
Do you want to go? Or you?
No, I'm fine, mate. I'm fine. You go for it.
Can you hold on to my Baywatch?
Yes, I will, yes.
Pretend you're in Baywatch. I want to see this. I can't remember the theme tune, otherwise I'd sing it.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, talking of the cold between, I remembered something.
Yeah.
About that gig. You know, Zoe's such an excellent comedian, a good old friend, but she did something funny.
She's brilliant.
Yeah. I walked down and I got to the gig, and partly out of truth and partly out of kind of small talk, I said to like the guy on the door, "God, it's cold out there." And then I said to this other two security guys, "God, it's so cold." It's becoming a bit of a story, you know. So I got downstairs, said to the nice people at the venue who I know, "God, it's cold. I thought it was cold in London. I was in my coat, but saw the sound man."
Yeah.
Talked to him about how cold it was. Went into the dressing room, said, "Oh, it's cold." Zoe went on stage and said, "These people who in January say it's cold, of course it is." It's like, oh no, she has discovered the idiots, and I am one. It was brilliant. So, what does James Bond say? Skewered. Skewered. Once sympathised.
I had the best gig of the week last night in the most unusual of circumstances.
Tell it.
Well, I've done a few gigs this week. So, I don't know whether you find this.
If you hadn't been gigging on the Sunday night, would you have had red wine?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd hope not.
We jumped a ditch, by the way.
It's a bit in-house, but I don't know whether you sometimes find this. The start of the year, I can find it quite tricky as a comic, as I'm reacquainted with my own set.
Yes. Well, it's good and bad, isn't it? Because sometimes you're like, "Oh, this is funny." And sometimes you're like, "What the hell do I do now?
Still doing this? still peddling this nonsense?"
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I had a few of those where it's kind of just getting into it and feeling a bit weird.
How many gigs have you done now?
I did four last week.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I did five. Yeah, I did five. And they're all sort of okay. I was on first at Birmingham Glen.
Don't slip. Sorry, this is really slippery.
It was all okay.
Yeah.
And then the last one was in the 99 Club in town last night.
Yeah.
I was on last. Good Bill. Quite a weird...
Good Bill was the first act, yeah.
Good Bill, he's great.
Yeah.
He's great.
Quite right on.
Then middle act.
So anyway, I was looking after animals.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was actually Marlon! Marlon Davis.
That's Marlon's mum, according to
Marlon. Marlon! And he was funny as ever, and then Mike Gunn was on. And then Russell Kane was on.
Yeah.
Third. who's obviously really good and explosive. And they'd been a bit of a weird crowd, the kind of crowd that masses in Leicester Square on a Sunday night.
There's always a crowd at the 99, but there are often people who maybe not only wouldn't have been going to comedy, but haven't been to comedy before.
Yeah, and are slightly confused as to why they've gone to comedy after the, after they arrive. A lot of internationals all over... But nice, so kind of fresh, there's a freshness to them.
Yeah, that's right. It's a central London thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Same Russell Cain.
So, and I was getting a bit worried, thinking, oh, Russell Cain, it's all going on a bit. And he was getting big laughs, really playful, really improvising, explosive.
Yeah.
And he was the first one to have a really good gig.
Yeah.
And I thought, really, this is the natural end of the gig. They've had three comics. Some people actually left in the interval. About 20 people just left.
Yeah.
Slightly disheartening. Especially as I implored them not to as they left.
Don't go!
But I'm about to take the stage!
You're in a minute and I'm wonderful!
But we live in Marylebone.
I'm sensation. Sensation!
I know you like the improvisation of Mr. Kane, but get ready for the northern bonhomie that is Tonkins.
I will be northern once I reach the stage.
The family observations.
I'm French now.
So I thought... Everyone had tried different approaches to kind of cracking this very strange crowd.
It took such a holly branch to the forehead then, hurt loads.
Oh, well,
I'm okay.
You're all right?
Yeah.
You know, comics try different things throughout the night. Speeding up, chatting more, being rude, not being rude. And they were laughing at really odd things.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I'm just going to take it really slow.
Yeah, see what takes.
See what takes.
I think you're flattering comics there, because some comics really don't try different things.
No, but it was Mike Gunn and Matt Green. They're pretty switched on. They're going to think, they're going to have a little think.
Yeah.
And I just had a really, really nice gig. But because they were quite young, the crowd... I felt like I was a teacher.
Yeah.
I was sort of really slowly, really over-explaining things. And then we just really went for it.
I just really
enjoyed it.
But telling them all about it.
It came from nowhere.
Yeah.
I thought, this is going to be really tedious. I don't even want to be it. I arrived not wanting to be there, which I know is appalling.
Well, that's good comedying. You know, you've got to take the energy for the gig from the energy in the room. And I think also it's really nice that a sense of going back over a few gigs. So I went back on Friday and it's amazing.
Hi, okay.
Sorry. Hello.
Sorry, that was strange.
Same thing. See, she wanted to throw herself into the underground.
No, but that was an old lady who turned around and made almost a gesture in front of her body. So it's like, don't attack me, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of just fear. What is? Are we running too slowly?
I should not have worn this spiked helmet.
I think the fake machete was a move too far this morning.
This face paint is not offering up the friendly image I'd hoped.
Should we be wearing the screen mask? Now we reach a decision. Do you want to do...
I want some miles.
I'm loathe to do the longest loop that takes you up to Muswell Hill, just because that's a bit pavement.
I don't want to go up Muswell Hill, that's the only problem, yeah.
That's fair enough.
But I'd like to go across the terrace.
We'll go across the terrace and come back, yeah.
Okay, so we're coming around the back of Highgate Wood. We're going to turn left and go across to, in the direction of Alley. But I'm going to use my pavement avoiding as an excuse to not run up Muswell Hill.
No, that's fine, because it is. It's hard to avoid the pavement.
So I just had
the best gig of the week.
Because that first moment when you come back, it's amazing because it's so elusive.
Yeah.
You can actually find that thing where you're thinking, particularly if you do a gig like, I remember this years ago, but I had it on Friday, where you're just standing on the carpet. You know, there's a microphone, there's a PA.
Yeah.
And there's an audience.
Yeah.
But there's no stage.
Right.
I was on a boat.
Yeah.
And it's just carpet. They're on the same carpet as you.
Right.
And there's just a fine line between a comedian and just a bloke standing over there.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And when you have a break and you come back, you can really feel that.
Yeah.
But then you warm up.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's a kind of tipping point of post-holiday looseness.
Yes.
Where basically your performance muscles get up to speed.
It's like the running. You come back to life again a bit, don't you?
That's right. And it comes in kind of slightly before the fitness. Because your sort of flesh memory of how to do comedy is warmed up.
Yeah.
While with the running, it's your body. With the comedy, it's your material. It's kind of catching up a little bit, you know? It made me desperate for all new jokes.
Yes, yeah.
Including, not just the new jokes I've been workshopping. It made me want to dump them.
Yes,
I'm going to go on stage next weekend with nothing.
Completely new
stuff. And just see what happens.
Yeah, I know.
Unfortunately, it's less practical than it sounds.
Yeah, I'm keen to... I'm keen to do it. Well, you came away from last night thinking, this is what I should do now. Every gig, just talk really slowly.
Yeah.
As if I'm addressing a group of international students.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In fact, well, that's not the case.
It's healthy. Maybe get, but I'm gigging in London a bit more this month. It is useful because I'm just amazed at how many, and really pleased at how many international audience members.
Yeah, it's lovely.
I'm loving it, you know. You think, wow,
it's lovely, yeah. It's brilliant.
You know, it's not just about sort of nuance and colloquy, thanks.
Yes,
good word.
Like
it's
it,
about
yeah.
It's about you know being British and saying, "Whoa!" It's like when you know thinking that you're doing something vaguely parochial and
they're just
Britishly relatable. And everyone's just into it.
They're just a bit fresher, aren't they?
Yeah, and keen. They want it to
yes,
be good.
Yes, yes.
Which is nice. Makes a nice change from
and it
Scunthorpe.
It can make it a bit less. Less dark.
Yes.
I can find sometimes comedy rooms where it's just all getting a bit dark, like yeah. It's rewarded to be dark.
But I can hear, you can also hear your set more clearly. I noticed myself one gig this weekend, I was like, how many jokes about poo have I done now? I think I'm on half a dozen. And I had the same thing at the next gig. It was, how many celebrity death jokes have I done?
Yeah.
So, a couple of my key themes there.
Yes.
Sometimes in the same joke, which is
yeah.
Weird. On Friday, I went there because I was doing the boats, which is lovely. The boat show.
This is a nice gig.
In,
yeah.
On the Thames, two different boats. Really nice crowds. Great ones to come back to. And but I went down to, it's of course, the Rottenly Embankment.
Right.
At the 25-mile point of the marathon.
Yes.
And this was on the day we had to click the button to say, yep, doing the marathon.
Right.
And, oh, okay, here we go. This is it. This is, you know, I said doing different exercises. It shouldn't be on the same day as the running, really.
Right.
But I think I should probably do a few important swings on this rope swing, don't you?
Oh, that would be great, yeah.
Yeah, I can't see that going wrong. Hey, get a shot. This is going to be brilliant. It's dangerously slippery.
No, that's great. That's just a good move.
Just coming over here. So, sit or stand?
I would avoid it altogether, but if you're going to do
avoid it,
I would sit, to be honest, but it's up to you. I mean, you're way out of my league.
Oh, my
league.
God.
You're way out of my league.
Oh, it's working.
He's off. The that's daredevil. Working. New year, new you.
New limbs.
Daring, the metaphor.
Broken
jumping
bones.
Out into the new year.
You come down at first and you think, I haven't got time for this. and then suddenly 2.5 hours have passed.
You're
but only because you can't get off.
The dismounting's
it's lucky I got down
difficult.
To this tree before Luke Skywalker came down and set it on fire. It's a Last Jedi joke for
utter,
you. Sorry,
utter courage display.
Yes. This is the good bit.
Great dismount. Great
can't
dismount.
Believe I stayed up. That's brilliant.
You did well there.
Thanks. So it was all on the same day.
So I'm starting to worry now that I have missed out on my entrance to the London Marathon. I thought it was late January.
Yeah, have you checked your emails?
I've checked my emails, yeah. I think it's late January. I think for I'll have to have a look.
Your today. Problem is that you can have a Runner's World place or a Parkinson's UK place.
Right, okay, yeah. So I've got a Runner's World place.
Yeah, so that's slightly different. But stay
but
with
me. But for some reason, though... I always leave it till quite near the deadline.
Yes.
Why am I doing
that? It's because you can.
Because I can and I'm toying with danger.
And this must be so tiresome for listeners who, like, get refused in the ballot or,
of course, yeah.
You know, found out in October. Sorry, everyone. Again, we're very aware of the luxury of being kind of handed the marathon place on the plate. And we're going to make it count. But then you are going to make it count. It's so nice that everyone's getting in touch. Who
there's
saying,
a few.
I'm going to 345.
There's a few 345s. Yes.
I got such.
I
a,
really want to lead them to them.
Such a clear image in my mind of you as Forrest Gump, because that leads to you at about 22, just stopping and saying, I "Think I might go home now."
Running off in the wrong direction, sitting down to eat a box of chocolate. I'm really looking forward to helping people beat 345.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be easy for me to get the pacing right. Yeah. Or indeed the fitness, because I couldn't do it now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I've got 3.5 months to get fit for it, yeah.
Yeah, meanwhile, someone else said, oh, why don't you do 345 as well, Rob? And I'm like, oh, don't be silly. And then I thought, that's a really realistic goal at this stage.
We might find ourselves running together.
Remember, it was all I could do to get sub 4 in New York.
Yeah.
But, you know, in my dreams... I'm doing it faster than 320, so Lots to be done for the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Lots to be done.
Slow, gradual.
But yeah, that's what I was thinking about on Friday. It was really nice because after going out with you the other day and just sort of addressing the year.
Yeah.
Exercise all week. Did the family run on Saturday, which is nice, so I'm running further, and but we all kind of see each other in the park.
Should we just turn around now and come back?
Just after this bit here, yeah.
Yeah.
We're just posed by Clapton as God.
Yeah.
Clapton's God all over the place. Now, not being funny or nothing, but there is a temptation to remind everyone that he was deeply unpopular at the height of his fame for being a big racist.
He was. He made his comment in the 70s, didn't
he? Yeah, that's right. That's what Rock Against Racism was inspired by, Eric Clapton. Not in a... Oh, look.
Oh.
That was a surprise. Hey, mate.
That's the guy looking at this statement.
Yeah, that's the best not for pressing the selfie button has ever gone. Come closer to Clapton. Clapton isn't
that,
God.
That actually says, because of the position of your head, Apton is God.
Yes.
Which probably makes a bit more sense.
Okay, here's a film... Okay, film quiz question. Where do you see the words in a film, Osgood is good?
Is that addressed to me, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Come on, you can do this. I'll give you a clue.
I only told you to blow the bloody doors off.
Telling job.
Yes, on the back doors of the van. The escape van. The telling job. So, yeah, Friday, right? Pushed the button.
Yeah.
Went to the Shropshireist. Went down to the gig, which was on the embankment.
Yeah.
And also took my bucket to the gig for the first time. Talked to lots of people. Talked to people about Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Talked to other people who knew people who were doing marathon stuff.
Brilliant.
It just
brilliant.
All began.
Yes, yes.
And I love the embankment. I love it down there. In this cold weather, all the sparkly lights on the South Bank.
It is quite exciting. There's always that undercurrent of excitement when you do the boat gig that you either... that you might sink or yep. it might become untethered.
Yep.
The last time I did it, there was so much movement on the boat. You're on a basically big... How do you describe it?
It's a pleasure cruiser, isn't
it's
it?
It's sort of...
got kind of got two floors and a third floor for the kitchen. It's moored.
Yes,
and there's
moored
a bar.
Pleasure cruiser tethered to the north side of the embankment.
Yeah.
And we're downstairs in the sort of basement making loads of people laugh. But when it starts to sway a bit...
It suddenly lurches, doesn't it?
Yes.
You suddenly remember you're underwater.
Yeah, people can get a little bit nervy.
Yeah.
And it did it a lot while I was on.
Yeah.
So I had to play with it, you know.
Yeah, I had and someone, I thought someone was heckling.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, it's just the boat just ran. Yeah, and I went, oh, I see what you mean.
We're just scared. But great gig.
Yeah, lovely.
And where are you this week? Where are you playing?
I think I'm in Greenwich up the creek at the weekend.
Right.
Which is also on the marathon route.
Yeah.
Hooray!
And then the following week, Isle of Dogs, Tower Bridge, still
right.
Marathon route.
Got a lovely gig in Poplar.
I'm doing an extended no set at the Green Start.
Mind you, this is a great gig at Blackheath Halls.
Yeah.
You could do it, couldn't you?
Yeah.
The marathon gig tour. It's your turn to go on the rope swing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
can't wait to do
we
that.
We shouldn't stop.
No. Is that the time?
Yeah, we better head back. But the other thing, when I saw the festival hall, do you remember I went to that Cayley on New Year's Day?
Yes.
I remember something quite good about that. I forgot to tell you.
Go on, then.
You know Cayley, how Cayley's worked with dancers being called, yeah?
Right.
The last dance we did.
Well, no, talk me through it. See, are you lined up on the outside of the dance
floor? Well, there's a huge amount of people, big dance floor. And then there's a band, and the band are led by a caller. And they basically teach you a dance, which you then do.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's very good. When done well, it's really nice because it's so democratic. You know, there's people there who do it all the time, know what they're doing. And there's people there of all ages who do or don't know what they're doing.
Right.
You know, so it's very
good fun.
Inclusive, classic. Yeah. What the folk scene is all about, you know. And this is quite a good example of this, because this last one they said, do this one in partners. So that's good news for my son. He just dances with my wife and they can have a bit of fun. Don't have to impress any strangers or, you know.
So the full family daring are there?
They're all there.
Oh, brilliant.
Family and hundreds of other people.
Yeah.
Me and my daughter are dancing.
Right.
They taught us this dance. Had a bit of footwork and some spinning around. And then it had a good exciting bit, which went... right? And that's like a sort of patty cake.
Yes.
Right, right, right. Left, left, left.
Yeah.
Three high tens. Three tons on... Three knees, right? And me and my daughter Knees. So banging our right hands together. One, two,
yeah.
three.
Yeah.
Left hands together. One, two, three.
Yeah.
Both hands together. One, two, three. Knees together. One, two, three.
Yeah.
Did this for the whole first half of the song.
Yeah.
And then I said, right, this time, when you get to that bit, run off, find a new partner.
Right.
So okay. My wife and my son said, no, we're not doing that. It just stayed.
Okay.
Me and my daughter immediately get to that part of the dance, disappear into this massive crowd.
Right.
And that's when we realised that everyone else in the room had understood that knees,
yeah,
means slap your own knees.
All right.
So
you were slapping each other's knees?
We were going knee to knee.
All right.
Which is stupid, painful.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No one would ever think
really
of that.
Dangerous, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Now smash your knees into the person opposite.
And we'd been doing that all the way through, going, ah, ow, sorry, darling, ah, ow. And then I went off into the crowd, dancing the stranger. In the first second...
Should we go around that way?
Yeah, good. First second, back in Highgate Wood, we're going to retrace our steps, the long side of things, but the downhill side of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed it straight away. Yeah. My dance master slapped her knees. I thought, oh, idiots. And I adjusted accordingly.
What have you been doing?
And then...
All this time.
Daisy took longer, and she was really making us laugh, because she's just saying, with these strangers, you know, she's getting a lot bigger, but to a grown-up, she's a little slip of a thing, you know?
Yes.
And she's... When they get to that bit... It's grown up slapping their thighs, and she's kind of going, knees, doing this kind of thrusting motion.
Kind of cranky thrusting.
And it was Van W. Dozy, and brilliant. Deeply, retrospectively embarrassed about the bad dancing.
Sounds good fun, that one.
It's great. Oh, look at Jay. Let me see that. Like a magpie, but pink. Stay there, Jay. Come on. Oh, damn it.
Oh, wow.
There's another picture of some trees without a bird in them.
So they're all back at school then?
Yeah. Yours?
Yeah, Rudy ended up having a couple of days off last week. He didn't really fire back into it. A little bit ill, but he started, as he means to go on today. Bonnie's preparing for A-levels.
Wow.
George is just...
What A-levels is she doing?
She's doing... This is a good one, this. I know this one. Psychology. She's doing psychology, English literature and English language.
Yeah. Psychology, what does it say that you couldn't remember that? What did Freud say?
Reminds you of the when I was coming back from holiday this year, and we'd been to this island, Paphos, really good fun.
Yeah.
And I just chatting to this bloke at the airport, really mellow, quite big, large, massively tan bloke.
Yeah.
Sort of home counties kind of. I said, where have you been on holiday? And he looked away and went, I know this. And then it quickly became obvious he had no idea where he'd just been for the last 2 weeks. He couldn't remember where he'd been.
There's something beautiful.
I knew
about
something
that.
About it. Yeah, he knew it was good fun. He knew there'd been a nice bar and a pool.
Yeah.
But as to the location.
That's good. That's sort of letting go, isn't
it? He'd obviously had a great holiday. Yeah. I know this one. Just give me a minute.
His size reminded me of something. When I was leaving the last of those boat gigs on Saturday night, I stood outside, I stopped a minute to kind of put my bags down.
Yeah.
And to get my headphones on, do my coat up, get my phone out, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And these two women who'd been at the gig, they were, don't know where they were from, but they weren't from England. They came up and they kind of went, oh, it's so good, very funny, I love what you do. It's very nice. I'm characterising them harshly. It was a nice moment for me.
Yes, yeah, it's nice, yeah.
There's two of them getting pictures and stuff. And then this guy who was with them came along, and he was totally nice fella, but absolutely terrifying.
Right.
Because he was about 6'5".
Right.
And he didn't look tall and thin, he was just Woo! Really big.
Yeah.
He was like a giant Matt Damon.
Right.
But with big blue eyes. And he had this voice like this. He's like, yeah. Oh, mate, it's very good. And I thought, yeah, but if you felt like I was coming on to these two women. Oh, you're so good.
You're so nice, so attractive and funny.
He would have just picked...
Do you mind if I just pick you up and break your spine?
He's so bright and different to what you are.
You're better than him.
Yeah,
so
I'm
much,
not.
So much better than my long-term partner. I've made the wrong choices. He's so giant and angry. Please come home with me and your guitar. Serenade me by the fire.
Right, mate, how's it going?
Yeah, that's it. That's what happened.
You can quickly turn those.
Yeah.
Those post-gig chats. I I must say, this is one of the most pleasant runs of the year. Having said that, it's only our second. So, in terms of criteria, but there's something about the freshness, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. No, it doesn't come better than this.
And also, undeniably, something about us being a bit fitter.
Yeah.
And so you reach the great thing about running is that the fitter you get, the more you enjoy it.
That's
which means
right.
You want to run more, which means you're getting fitter, which means, and then you're injured.
But it's nice the way it happens fast as well. I mean, you've got to have a bit of commitment, but it's amazing and gratifying
yeah.
how quickly you can see results.
Yes, even small ones, you feel... So you feel a lot, don't you? Just a small improvement.
Yeah.
I mean, I've literally only lost about 2 or 3 pounds since last week.
Yeah.
And I've had, you know, 4 or 5 runs. Not very long, not very fast.
Yeah.
I just feel loads better.
Yeah, it's
lovely. And the no boozing as well is a big thing.
That, yeah, oh, it's huge. How do you sleep better or worse when you're not drinking?
Probably better, actually. Well, actually, I'm sleeping a bit better at the moment because... That dear old departed Dashie.
Oh, you mean less? Oh.
She was keeping us awake a lot at night. So we're sleeping better as a result of that.
But it's not a happy thought, is
no,
it?
No, it's not, no.
No, well, I think I sleep deeper, but I have these crazy dreams. Crazy dreams. And then.
When you're sober?
When I'm sober.
Right.
And then getting up in the morning is so hard.
Right.
And then going back to comedy, so I think that you. That thing we were saying about going back having not done it, I think you expend more energy at that stage as well.
Right.
You're kind of subsuming nerves and stuff that you probably don't have as much the rest of the year round.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but on Saturday morning, because I'm the one in our house, you know, I get up and get everyone up.
Right.
7 o'clock in the morning, which isn't that early, is
you're
it?
You're the motor, yeah.
I can do that. And I like it, you know, it's a part of my sort
well,
of
well, this is on school days.
Same on school days.
Right.
Get to Saturday. And then one little gig in town. I was home about 11:30, you know. Nothing bad at all. And really surprised at how tired I was. I thought, oh, I'll watch a film. No, I'll go to bed. And then Saturday morning.
Knackered.
Oh, it was worse than any hangover I had at Christmas.
Yes.
My head was pounding, dragging myself out of bed, limping. Disgraceful.
I think the body takes time to get used to the fact that you're not drinking anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you start drinking anyway.
Yeah, no, you don't.
So you have your vivid dreams, which is some form of dealing with all the emotions that you're suppressing when you're getting drunk all the time.
Yes.
And your subconscious working
actual
things out.
Yeah.
Actual working healthy stuff out. And then just when you're starting to reach the end of that, you just start boozing again.
Yeah, yeah. It's all life stress, isn't
yeah.
it? I mean, we got a drive now yesterday, and it was an electric car.
Right.
So the controls are a bit different. I was dreaming this morning about driving a car I wasn't quite in control of.
Right.
I was trying to park it.
Yes.
And this parking space, if you went too far forward, the car would tip into a hole in the ground.
Wow.
If you went too far back, you'd hit the car behind.
Yeah.
There's other cars driving around.
That's
There's
funny.
One on the pavement.
That's
there was one crashed with
yes.
a woman passed out in it. Not because of the crash. She was so just really drunk. And I remember thinking, it sounds like a bit, but it isn't. This is exactly what happened in the dream. I thought, oh, I'm in Manchester.
That's hilarious.
That's good.
That's so
yeah, it's all about drinking and control.
And you're meant to, as far as I understand, like dream therapy or whatever,
yeah.
the meaning of dreams, just look at the feeling of it
yeah.
as opposed to the content. The content's just a vehicle for the actual feeling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That anxiety thing. Do you like gigging in Manchester?
Oh.
Are we gonna, yeah, well, this is
yes,
it, yeah.
go what you yeah. said. I got confused. I thought we were popping out and going to
no.
Park and Walk, but we've got to go through the other woods.
Yeah, to the park. This takes us to the park.
Of course it does.
Loads of soft surfaces.
I love gigging in Manchester.
Yeah.
But I do associate Manchester with drunkenness.
Yes.
And to a certain
absolutely.
Bad driving.
Yeah.
Probably my own. But I think it's just like you say, it's not Manchester so much as party cities, you know?
Yes, yeah.
It is amazing how going out in being out in London again after all that kind of family time. I think that's what that is. Just seeing what younger people do
yes.
of a weekend.
Yeah.
Know? Well, not necessarily younger.
just people who still do that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
As opposed to us.
Yeah, really enjoyed the gig, mate. I'm actually sober.
Yeah.
Sober enough to have complete control of my hands.
She getting a bit flirty.
No! I don't know who you mean!
Oh, do you do upper body exercises?
You're very, very tall, aren't you?
I had a fun thing. More gig stuff, but then it's all... last night there was a moment... Oh, that's right, I said something. You know, I said something that's kind of cheeky because it's not funny.
Right.
And then everyone's supposed to go, ooh, we'll see where this is going. Right. But a couple of people get it, it's like they're being tickled, so they get kind of giggly.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this shouldn't be funny. And it was that bit.
Right.
In Brighton, and it was just perfect because everyone's waiting to see where the joke goes, except one woman right at the back who was going, oh, like a ghost at a garden party. Right, right, and right. One bloke right down the front, it was coughing, like he was going to pop a lung out.
She'll go this way, yeah.
Highs and lows.
Yeah. But what I'm heartened about is how many people have been at the gigs.
Yeah.
They've been really busy. Absolutely. Which is really great, isn't it?
Yeah.
People still want to go out. They still want to laugh.
They want to have a good time.
Yeah.
We want to get loaded.
Yeah.
Sometimes the eyes of the people in central London worry me.
Or just a resting face.
Yeah, I'm
just a look.
On the bus and on the underground.
Right.
I just think there's a lot more than drinking going on.
Yes.
In the centre of town.
Yeah.
On a weekend night. I saw that policeman talking about how, you know, how the police don't feel like they're as in control of what's going on in town anymore.
Really?
Because there's less of them.
There's less of them, yes.
And when there's big events and, like, potential terror scenarios, they all get seconded, like on New Year's Eve. They all got seconded to the West End.
Yeah.
And crime in the suburbs was just like...
Yes, yeah, off the scale, I can imagine, yeah.
John Carpenter movie levels.
Yes, yeah.
And there's this guy in the news saying, I categorically blame Theresa May.
Yeah.
It's like, that's okay. I don't think you'll be getting on the news again. Well, fair enough, because it just means the BBC have to find someone to sit next to him saying, it's not her fault.
That was a stop and search thing, wasn't it? With the knife crime thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stabbing. Morning, magpie. Very disappointing turnout in the dresses at the Golden Globes. So dull, you know.
Y'all, I haven't seen anything of the ceremony. I've listened to a little bit of the Oprah speech.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard it on the news.
Yeah.
She's pretty good, Oprah. I haven't heard her either, but she's, you know, she's
just talking about, you know, everyone's talking about tectonic change in the industry, massive,
yeah,
seismic cultural shift, whilst giving awards to all the best male directors.
That's right.
Yeah.
One of the best films was directed by Greta Gerwig and she wasn't even nominated. Is that
no.
Right? It's a slow process there. As long as it's happening. As long as we've started it. Hashtag Me Too.
Yeah. Me Too Irishness.
Yeah.
For no good reason.
Me Too Everyday Irishness.
So I'm at Brighton. We tend to be missing each other. I'm at Brighton.
Do you know why, Paul? It's because they're both closers, mate.
Yeah. Always be closing.
Yeah.
ABC, mate. Always be closing.
ABC. Put that coffee down.
How much is this watch worth?
More than your house!
No, it's car, isn't it? This watch costs more than your car. So we have a running commentary project, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
We've found a project... athlete.
I see.
In waiting.
I see. Now you've got over vague and you've started mispronouncing projects.
Yeah. So we are.
Oh, steps, watch out.
Angela Barnes.
Who you might have seen on television's Mock the Week, etc.
Very good. Very good comic. Very funny. Very new to the running game.
Yes.
Not massively new, but new.
Yep.
She's just started running at the start of this year. Well, we'll get her story.
Yeah, we'll find out.
She's a new runner. We're going to meet her once a month.
We're going to hook up with her in Brighton next week.
We're going to find out. Give her advice. We're going to train her. We're going to whip her. We're going to feed her up.
I don't know if that's how she sees this.
We're going to send her out. She's going to race on our behalf.
This bit where we whip.
Get out there. Come on there.
Hop, hop, hop.
Angela, this is
get training
Irish
there, Commander. No bread.
Photos of every meal.
It's
going to get pretty serious pretty quick with Angela.
Yeah, no, it's going to be good because she's, as I say, she's at an interesting point. She's funny and, yeah, so listen out for that. Lots of other exciting interviews coming up. All the people we've been wanting to meet. It's, you know, it's that thing. Last week was the theory.
Yeah.
This week we're going into practice, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's, having said that, this bit's quite steep, isn't it?
Yes.
You talk.
Well, I'm going to have to do a lot of hill training for this hilly 46 mile. So I'm going to have to do this a lot.
Someone was asking about running in the storm the other day, which is, it's always funny because, of course, you know, you can always not. But as many of us agree,
yeah,
running into a headwind is less of a car behind us. No, it's this van. Is less miserable than running on a treadmill. But I said, I think running in the wind, running in bad weather, I think there's quite a strong comparison with hill running, which is that you've got to change gears.
Yes.
You've got to trust it and just slow down.
Yeah.
I was actually cycling into the wind the other day.
Yeah.
And it was so strong, I was just going stupidly slow.
Yeah.
There's a guy in a car waiting for me to come past.
Yeah.
He's waiting to turn right. And I just had to kind of sit kind of on top of the bike, just look at it and going, oh, sorry, a couple more minutes. Very strong headwind. What brings you to town?
What I like with cyclists, and some of them are amazing, isn't it? You've seen them when they stop at lights.
Yeah. Oh, that's unusual to see that.
But they're determined not to put their feet on the ground.
Yeah.
So they maintain that kind of pedally motion, stopping, jumping around.
Yeah. Waggling the front wheel.
Some of them are incredible.
Yeah.
When I used to train for a triathlon, which I actually never ended up doing, I bought one of those performance bikes with the foot clips, so you clip your feet in.
Yeah, yeah.
Never worked out how to unclip them.
No.
So I'd often stop at traffic lights, try and do that, fail, and then just fall over.
Oh, yeah. I did that in front of a girl
once. So dangerous.
I went round to a girl's house when I was about 16.
Yeah.
Really, like, you know, all that kind of time when all your relatives are going, and you're going, oh, it's not anything, she's just a friend, she's just a friend. Yeah. And I went round on my brother's bike to this really nice girl's house, this posh house, and I got on it and put my feet, they weren't clipped in, they were strapped in.
Right.
Put my feet into those little kind of cradles, and then the front wheel went into this kind of gutter on a driveway, and I just went, blat! And you know, she was really impressed with me.
Yeah.
We started going out. Part of that story was a lie.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes things like that can work for you.
Oh, yeah.
They can, you can get the sympathy vote.
Well, exactly. I mean, yeah. If I hadn't taken ownership over that, idiocy can go well.
Yes.
I never would have had a relationship in my life.
Yeah.
Thank God.
So we can go past the
thank heaven
litter hill.
For women who like idiots. Yeah. Thank you. That's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a real shame.
I think Hackney have been down and cleaned up our road today.
I might, next time we do it, I might take a little. There's a Christmas tree there. Very small one. Very small one there.
See, and if you put them outside your house in the right way.
Because that was a part.
Get recycled.
Maybe this is
nicely.
Detritus from the elf party.
Yeah.
Just after Christmas, they all met together with a little tree there.
I think the elves, from what we've heard, they're much more badass than we perhaps had at first realised.
Ironically,
to be fair, the elf service has lost a lot of funding recently. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, with the amount of fast food there and various detritus, not as much bothered about elf and safety as they used to be.
Yeah. I don't think these are elfful remarks. puns.
Fun with elves. Any elves, get in touch.
Yep.
We're available for running chat.
Yep. There's no way we've had enough Christmas and elf-related wordplay on this show.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, it's out about the elf comments on the shelf.
I spoke to Santa.
Oh, yeah.
And he is running every day.
Is he really?
Yeah, he said it's very hilly around where he lives in Lapland.
All right, okay.
But
already in training for next year.
Yeah, and I think he was quite inspired by running with us.
I think we gave him a bit of a kickstart, didn't we?
I think we will see a kind of quantum shift in the nature of Santa.
Yeah, but in terms of present delivery next year, yeah. Definitely going to go up a gear. Yeah. And the Angela Barnes thing, gives us... What that is there is a chance of people just getting into running themselves.
It's a little jumping off point, isn't it?
Yeah, well, hopefully it just means that some of the running detail will be more relatable for some of your listeners, because when it comes down to it, we want to be talking to and for all runners.
Yes.
And we're in a couple of...
And sometimes we
run specific.
Sometimes
spot.
We forget quite obvious advice just because we've said it before and we're kind of... You just move on and you don't want
exactly.
to repeat stuff.
Like I was really thinking about that stretching thing. Yeah. I was talking to Father Christmas about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, a little bit of warming up. It's important to warm up, but you mustn't stretch too hard because it's not about taxing the muscles.
Yes.
But the stretching afterwards is so important.
Yeah.
Particularly, again, I think we can be misleading because you're surprisingly, you get away with it a lot, not stretching.
Yeah, sort of, but then I'll rick my back and can't move for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I just do loads of stretching because I injured myself early on. But he really, the reason it's worthwhile is because of DOMS, delayed onset muscle stress, which is where you do that run and you think, I don't need to stretch, I feel great. And then 72 hours later, you think,
you feel it, yeah.
It's just a sucker time bomb, isn't it? A used muscle.
Yeah, I've got to work on that. On Tuesday, at the track session at the club, which the first one going tomorrow, most of the runners, they do a really hard track session. Then they do a bit of Pilates.
Yeah.
And then they go home and have a very light meal.
Do any of them do the Pilates?
Of like...
Ha-ha! I be exercising!
I do that when I say, I won't be doing Pilates. So I avoid Pilates and drive to the nearest chip shop.
Yeah.
And eat loads of chips.
Great.
I don't think that's the best way of getting really fit for an ultra. So I'm going to try and prepare a really nice...
But it was Susie Chan herself who said that the great thing about ultras is that you can eat pizza. And,
during the race, yes. Yeah. So I'm going to try and prepare some kind of...
And that writer said that as well. His book seemed to be very much be about fast food. Which book is that?
Dean Carr. Oh, you mean Eaton?
No, not Scott Jurek, the other guy. The Mr. Running Man.
Dean Carnazes,
yeah. What's his book called?
Is it called I'm a Maniac? I don't know what it is.
But I can just see a picture of him looking all shiny and ripped on the front. Terrifying.
Well, he's incredible.
I wasn't talking to your girlfriend.
Yeah. But he eats loads.
Yeah.
He's got some kind of condition where his body sort of expresses energy differently. He can just run forever. There's something about he's just hit this kind of way of existence. It's completely...
Do you think that's a condition you might find that you have?
No.
Oh.
Well, I mean, so there's a...
Maybe the chips are the first step.
There's always a... That's a real project, isn't it?
That's nearly finished.
Yeah.
Looks like Santa's grotto.
That'll be done by 2025, mate.
Yeah, just
give us a shout.
Come back in a couple of...
couple of decades, mate.
Couple of decades.
There's always a suspicion, but I'm sure it's utter vanity.
Yeah.
That... I'm going to really enjoy ultras and be absolute natural for running for hours and hours.
Yeah.
Despite all the evidence to the contrary. Do you know what I mean? I get really, really tired running marathons. But there's this sort of thing in my head that maybe I haven't been running far enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
I think
be
it's a funny one. I mean, I don't know, because you do see, you know, there is an element, not you know, going, but there is an element of born runner about you.
A little bit.
And you've definitely, you know, got on top of marathons in recent years. But equally, you're very nippy over the short distance. Yeah. I mean, you know, you got on very well with that mile challenge last year.
Yeah, it's all relative, yeah. But I don't... I think I'm too heavy. And I just don't... You know, those people who just run and run and run.
Yeah.
I probably think I'm not one of those. I'm going to see. But I sense I'm not going to be.
Yeah. It's possible that they have a different relationship to pace. Even the fast ones have got to be very zen about how to be fast.
Yes.
I mean, there's no way you can front load a 100-mile run.
No, absolutely.
If you did
not
it like I run marathons, you die.
Yes, yeah.
Like I nearly do when I run marathons.
Yeah, there's no point setting off too fast.
No. That's good advice, isn't it? Can you say it again?
Yeah. If you're running a 100-mile race, I'd imagine Don't set off too fast.
Yeah, and with marathons,
don't set off too fast.
Rob, come back.
I'm enjoying it.
I feel fine.
It's the fastest I've ever been. I've never run a mile this fast before.
I'm winning.
You're not supposed to win the marathon, Rob.
Idiot.
Yeah, that is the way I'm sort of approaching the long ones. It's a bit more zen-like, chilled.
Do your zen face.
Oh! zen stupid.
Yeah.
Try to enjoy the experience.
Yeah, good.
But then, having done that, I want to get a bit faster this summer. I still don't know whether I've got it in me to try and beat my time for marathon. But I'll definitely go for some fast track stuff.
So we're still holding fire on.
Are we going to do? I'll do York.
Okay, good.
Definitely do York. Yeah. But I don't know whether I'm going to go for sub 3 though.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, just because I'm a year and a half older.
We'll have to do some training and then see.
Yeah, I'll see how I feel after the ultra.
Because I'm the same. I want to really want to go back to, not desperately, definitely.
Yeah,
want to go back to York.
Because it's good fun there.
But in terms of what I want out of it as a speed race, as a marathon, will entirely depend on where I get to with London.
Yeah.
It's kind of my backup marathon for the year.
That could be. See how we feel. But maybe it could possibly, might be our first marathon podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see how we go.
Yeah, good. Or London next year.
Yeah.
But that time has to come soon, doesn't it? Because it will be so fun.
Yes.
We'll have to do it half first.
Yeah.
Not the same day. Not a half before.
Yeah.
Not like Matt, who went out at 3 to get his 20-mile run in.
That guy's incredible, isn't
he? What's that all about?
No, well, that is a committed family man and committed marathon runner. Gets up at 3 in the morning to run 20 miles. So he's there for his wife and kids at 7 in the morning.
Breakfast for you kids. Daddy, why are your eyes bleeding? I've hit the wall.
All right.
I need gels. Can I have a little bit of strawberry jam? Just eat it.
Sorry, I think I need some sugars.
I'm in the bath.
No, very committed.
I don't want an ice bath, Daddy. Yeah. If I'm having one, you're having one. One in, all in.
No, very, very inspiring. Some of the messages come through.
Yeah, it's
a lot
great.
Of people really pushing it, isn't there?
Yeah, and doing all different things. Again, like we were saying about Angela, we always want reminding to stay in touch with everyone who is not doing the London Marathon.
Well, we've got people
and
like
everyone who is.
We got everyone from Pete Norris, who, as far as memory serves, is 52, aiming to beat his PB of 2:45 for the marathon this year.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty exceptional, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we've got people just run their first park run.
Yeah,
quite. And it's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, that was it. And it was a first park run as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
It's really good. It's all good. It's all running.
Yeah.
Except when the cyclists come.
Yes. Single file! Single file!
So that was good. How far do you think we've gone?
Nice little run.
Well, you know how far
we've
gone. Well,
no, to be honest, I don't, because I very rarely do it that way. It became a bit of a soft out and backer, didn't it?
Well, that was six
about
and a
six,
half.
Six and a half.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Very nice.
We'll take that, yeah.
Yeah. I've got to start bringing tissues. My face looks like, you know, in Dumb and Dumber when they've been
great
on the back of the...
That was a great track.
It's really good.
That's proper jambling, isn't it?
Is that what you
walking,
call it?
Rambling, yeah, sort of jogging.
It's
where jogging
feels
meets rambling.
Feels mean, but I'm getting a picture of that.
It's where jogging meets rambling. It's called jambling. We'll end up... That's where we'll end up.
What do you mean end up? That's exactly what we'll do.
So, welcome to the Runcom Jamble.
Apologies, I'm not going to wipe my lower face, so just hold the camera far enough away. Just lick it off, would you? Nice.
So yeah. That was lovely. Lovely little run. Get in touch. Tell us what you're up to.
Yep.
We're going to get starting with the guests very soon this year.
Yeah, loads.
We're coming back to life after the Christmas.
We'll have to squeeze in the bits where we talk to each other
Cake
about
Fest.
Rubbish.
Yes.
Oh, talking to Cake Fest, Frances Quinn. We're finally going to get to that one. She's
brilliant.
Doing a marathon. She's running London Marathon for Macmillan.
Awesome. Brilliant.
And we're going to hit her up for some cakes and some running comparisons.
Brilliant. We're going to go for a run with the Grenfell Fireman.
Yeah, that's A21 there. That's firemen who are running in full fire kit for sort of victims and families of Grenfell, which is an amazing thing.
Yes.
So we're going to go and join them on one of their training runs.
That'll be nice. That'll be really good fun.
And, you know, it's all happening.
Yes.
So, and we're still not drinking.
That's the most amazing thing. We're Uncompod on Twitter. We're out there online. We'll either there. See you in the park or on the internet.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.